Hello, and welcome to your Easter 2024 Little Book Audio Reflections. We're glad you're here. Before we begin, let's talk about how to use the Little White Book. This Little White Book is meant to help you spend some quiet time with the Lord each day over these next 50 days of the Easter season. This quiet time, away from noise and distraction, is an opportunity to experience God's presence and deep love for you using one of the Church's oldest traditions of prayer called Lectio Divina, or sacred reading. We take a short scripture passage and simply let God speak to us through the words, guiding us to reflections that sometimes seem to come from nowhere. But they're not from nowhere. They're from God. People are often surprised at how easy it is to pray this way and how deep such prayer can be. It's up to us to carve out some quiet time in our schedules to hear God speak. Each reflection has two parts. We begin each day with information about the Easter season, various traditions and customs, the lives of saints whose feasts land on that particular day, or other interesting facts. Then we move to the gospel and reflection. Each day, except for Sundays, we'll walk through Matthew's resurrection narrative. When the narrative is completed, we'll spend the remaining days of Easter reading an account of Paul's conversion, and then Paul's comments in one of his letters about the resurrection. We now turn to our first reflection for Monday, April 1st, in the first week of Easter. We begin with insights into Matthew's resurrection narrative. Matthew's narrative of what took place after the burial of Jesus is brief, just 25 verses, which is half the length of Luke's account and only one-third the length of John's. Matthew describes the following events. On Saturday, Pilate authorizes a guard at the tomb. 5 verses. On Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary discover the empty tomb and as they are leaving, meet the risen Lord. Meanwhile, the guards are bribed by the Jewish leaders to say that the body was stolen. 15 verses. Some days later, the 11 apostles meet the risen Lord on a mountain in Galilee. Matthew's gospel comes to an end with Jesus telling them to preach the gospel to all nations. 5 verses. The month of April is dedicated to the Holy Eucharist. And now for our gospel. The next day, the one following the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that this impostor, while still alive, said, 'After 3 days I will be raised up.'" Matthew 27, verses 62 and 63. Jesus was buried on Friday afternoon. Matthew is the only gospel that mentions anything happening on the Sabbath, Saturday. It's a story of intrigue that gives a clue into an argument going on in the early years after the resurrection. When the tomb was found empty, the Jewish leaders claimed that the disciples stole Jesus' body. Christians responded that the Jewish leaders had placed guards at the tomb to prevent such a theft. So, if the tomb was empty, it was because God had raised Jesus from the dead, despite the guards. Matthew also wants me to know that both sides agreed on several points. Jesus was really dead. He was buried in a tomb that was known to them. On Easter morning, the body of Jesus was not there. The real question is, how did that tomb get empty? Christian faith in the resurrection doesn't rest on the empty tomb. It rests on the bodily appearances of the risen Lord, described by all four evangelists. More than that, it rests on my own experience of the risen Lord. On this day after Easter Sunday, let me take some quiet time to be with the risen Lord and experience His presence. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.